yours again.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, co-host, Butta Pecan, and...
And your boy, Dick Hugger.
Your boy, Dick Hugger, DH.
What's happening, people? How y'all living?
Living large.
I figured that.
Yep.
Yeah, first, I have to eat my crow sandwich, but it'll be after I give the call numbers. Y'all want to break us off a call? 646-929-2037.
Why you got to eat crow?
Oh. If you want to give us an email, it is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Okay.
I'm trying to avoid the crow as long as possible.
What?
And if you want to keep up to date with me and Butta.
No. Why you got to eat crow, man?
If you want to keep up to date with me and Butta, you can text the word smoothdrama to the number 41411.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I have to eat crow because I did go on the air way back in July saying that Manny Pacquiao would lose to Miguel Cotto.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And he gave Miguel Cotto the ass whooping.
Now, who were you talking to about that?
Oh, I was talking to everybody and their mama about it. So I concede everything. I'm wrong.
Gave the ass whooping of his life.
I swole him up like there was no tomorrow. You don't belong in the same ring as me, bitch. It was so bad. I mean, Manny like dancing and shit. He's smiling. Then he turned into, I'm knocking your punk ass out.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite ugly. Quite ugly. And I'll be the first one to give up the dude the respect because, hey, he put it on him. Like, wow.
How long?
Oh, it went 11 rounds too long.
Really?
Because after the second round, when he knocked him down the first time, fight was over. Homie was like, okay, how can I not get hit? So Pacquiao was just like, okay, I just got to catch this motherfucker. And he kept catching me. It's to the point where Cotto was like physically running in the ring. It was ugly.
Why didn't they stop it?
Oh, the ref was looking to stop it. The trainer was like, no, don't stop it. Cotto's daddy was trying to stop it. It got ugly. It got real ugly. I mean, he whooped the doo-doo dog shit out of him.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say. Now, this sets up the biggest fucking fight of my lifetime. We talking about Jack Johnson against the Great White Hope, Jeff Willard. We're talking Ali Frazier. When you talking about Pacquiao Mayweather, oh my God. I don't think anywhere in America, they won't be watching this damn fight when they do come out with it. It's going to be hot. It's going to be fucking amazing.
So, fight party at your house?
We'll see.
Don't you have a big screen?
Yeah, I got a big screen, but, you know, I'm partial to fight parties because every now and again at a fight party, you'll have somebody that will doo-doo in your bathroom and leave a chunk that can't be flushed?
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Come on now. Every party you've been to, you know somebody drops a load that can't go down. We don't want that problem here at Dick Estate.
Dick Estate.
Yes, we definitely don't. So I ate my crow. But I am going to say this, though. I did see another electric performance before I watched the fight. And I got to say this because my man Brandon Jennings for the Milwaukee Bucks broke a rookie record Saturday night, 29 points in the third quarter. Homie wasn't even hitting the rim. He was hot. He broke the artist formerly known as Lou Alcindor. We all know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Milwaukee Bucks record. He was fucking hot. That shit was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a record-breaking night on both ends because Brandon Jennings put it down. I mean, his shit was so hypnotic. We were like, oh, every time he shot it. I think he missed like one shot in the third quarter. So, and, you know, it was just one of them things where you're watching it and it's like, wow, this motherfucker is getting off.
That good, huh?
That good. No, it wasn't good. It was great. It was great. But, you know, we talk about athletes. I gotta go shift over to Sammy Sosa. I know y'all might know Sammy Sosa. You might not know Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa was the guy that was with Mark McGwire. They was hitting all the home runs about 10 years ago, but they got caught up in that steroid.
Oh, yeah.
Scandal. Well, Sammy Sosa was like my color.
Right.
Now, if you look up Sammy Sosa now, Sammy Sosa got that Michael Jackson shit going on. Yes. Looking at pictures of this dude, homie is... He's not even light-skinned.
What do you think he did?
I don't know what the hell he did, but he looked like a fucking Batman villain.
No.
Yes. All y'all out there, just Google recent pictures of Sammy Sosa. This dude is like whiter than white after being my color.
I remember he was dark. Where is he from? Panama or something?
He's from I can't remember what island he's from, and quite honestly it doesn't really matter. Just the way this dude looks though, you know, he says it's the result of a skin rejuvenation process.
Oh, what?
Skin rejuvenation.
Like skin bleaching?
That's what my old people call it. But, you know, he says it's skin rejuvenation. I'm like, well, shit, I want my shit to get old and dirty and rusty, crusty. Before I look like this dude.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
I would say that he's either in his late 30s, early 40s, one of those.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That's all I can say on it. Anybody who wants to see it, you can check him out. They have pictures up in ESPN. It's horrifying.
Does he look like a white boy?
As a matter of fact, what I'm gonna do I can't do it. I was gonna try to put the link over in the chat room, but it's not a link. It's an email that I saw.
An email you saw a Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, it's the email that was sent, and they're talking about Sammy Sosa and his shades of gray or whatnot.
So Sammy Sosa, and see
yeah.
If anyone comes. Hope you know if anyone comes up with some pictures, send us a link or
right.
You know, so DH can send it out to the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, speaking of sending out to the world, I can't believe what I read. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows about the Chris Brown, Rihanna deal.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunately, there's a group of men who have come out speaking out against Rihanna.
What'd she do?
It's the National Coalition for Men. They released a statement challenging Rihanna to take ownership of her part in the domestic dispute with Mr. Brown. Now,
take ownership of her part.
Of her part. And what they're saying is, check this, they're saying that because she, she had struck him, she provoked him to make him do what he did. Almost like.
So she deserved to be choked out?
That's pretty much what they're saying. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not gonna say that. You know, because what they're saying is, and we're gonna go through them. And this is from the National Coalition for Men, word for word. According to court records and other sources, Rihanna struck Brown in the face numerous times before Brown assaulted her. The NCFM purports, although that would not justify his more severe assault, her violence should not be ignored. And if she does not woman up, then her message will be the usual one-sided double standard that leaves female perpetration covered up.
Whatever.
Yeah. So that. What it is.
Okay, so they're basically saying that she deserved to be choked out.
They're saying that she has to come out on her part. Now, in their defense, I understand what they're saying because, you know, what they're saying is, you know, sometimes women can go out there and, hit men, provoke men, whatnot, and make them want to, you know, do something. But at the same time, as a man who knows that he's stronger than a woman and that you can control your woman, whatnot, I mean, it's one of those things.
That you can control what? What did you just say?
You can control, look, you know, unless your woman is one of these bodybuilders that's bigger than you, for the most part, you can just, with the ice girl, hey, stop that shit. Give them the look, and if she don't stop, you stop the car, and you just, you know, hold her. If you got to put her out, whatnot, till she cools off or whatnot, whatever you got to do, but nothing as far as assault. That's what I'm saying.
He should have controlled his woman.
Yeah. Gain control of the situation.
Okay, of the situation, not necessarily his woman.
Well, that's controlling your woman.
No, it's controlling the situation.
Okay, controlling your situation, you taking it the wrong way. What I'm saying is...
I just don't like the way that sounds.
I don't care whether you like the way it sounds or not.
Controlling the situation.
Yes.
If you're mad and take control...
He grabs her...
You have beaten on her.
Holds her so she cannot strike him till she sees a.
Do we know that she struck him?
According to witnesses, yes, she struck him.
Okay.
Now, of course, her strikes weren't on par with his strike, obviously.
Right.
But that's what they're saying, that they're talking about that.
Well, hold on a second. Okay. There are witnesses saying that they saw her strike him. Did they witness him choke her out?
Yeah.
Did they try and help her?
Come on now. Do we have to talk about the stuff like that stuff that happened over there in Oakland, where the 20?
Do we not know the whole story? We're only going by what TMZ says, or
no. The people saw it. There were witnesses, which is how this all got recorded in the first place.
Okay, because wasn't it she woke up and she went to the police station because she was unconscious and she woke up and then she went to the police station and she was all battered?
Right.
Who took her to the police station?
I have no idea.
Who woke her up?
I have no idea.
Then we don't know the whole story.
Okay, the story has been rehashed over and over again. What we're talking about are the merits of the National Coalition for Men's argument.
Right.
And
okay, they're saying that she needs to take responsibility for her actions.
She did, right.
Okay, and now she's going on television and writing a book and everyone wants to interview her.
Right.
Because she was the victim.
Correct.
Okay. So what happened to Chris Brown?
We all know he lost his endorsement.
Yes, I saw that.
You know, I mean, he's got the new age Ike stigma on him.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, obviously he didn't take any physical wounds, but as someone in, you know, I don't know if this is something that he's done on a regular basis, because obviously we don't know him on a personal level. I mean, this could have been just one of those heat of the moment mistakes that you made and you regret in your life, which I hope that it was. Or just
now, didn't they get back together after this whole thing and then they broke up again?
They got back together for a little bit, and, you know, of course, the pressure of people like, what? How can you get back with him? Blah, blah, blah. And so they end up breaking back up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to believe that she went back to him.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people know that a lot of times people, you know, when you're in love with people, there are some things that can happen that can, you know, mess up your relationship, but then you're saying the love and the forgiveness, and maybe you can make it work.
Hmm.
You know, that's what we got. You know, you can't say that, hey, it's not, it doesn't go like that. I mean, because we all have known somebody that was in a relationship, an abusive relationship, and then all of a sudden, you know, they broke up, and then they're back together, and they broke up, they're back together. I mean, these things happen. There's no real rhyme or reason to it. I mean, except for, you know, people say that the good outweighed the bad, I guess. I personally couldn't tell you what the good is in beating up on your significant other. I don't understand the concept. I mean, because the only beating up that I can think of is a sexual beating up.
Right.
That's it. That don't count. I can't speak for anybody else, but, you know, if I'm beating it, it's the ghetto slang beating it.
Ghetto slang?
Ghetto slang beating it.
Beat it.
Yes.
Beat it.
No one wants to be defeated.
is that the word?
Of course that's the word. Don't act like you don't know the word to beat it.
I mean, is that what he says after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you serious?
I don't know the word.
Are you one of three people in America that don't know the words to just about all Michael Jackson's Thriller songs and Off the Wall? Really?
Really.
Okay. Whatever, man.
I'm a little surprised that you know them.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Come on. Look. Come on. I'm a child of the 70s and the 80s. And if you're a child of the 70s and the 80s, you was on Michael Jackson's nut sack. Anybody who say they wasn't is a lying motherfucker, and I will challenge their ass to a duel. Yes, I said it. A duel, because you was a lying bastard if you didn't think at one time, damn, would I look good in that zipper jacket? You might not have bought it, but you thought it.
Really?
What? What? The jacket. The zipper jacket. You don't remember the zipper jacket? Where were you at in the 80s? Are you a reptilian?
No.
I'm gonna have to check your damn... You're going to have to go and check out your past, bud, because if you don't know this in the 80s that everybody was on Michael Jackson's nut sack, please.
I wasn't.
Okay, well, whatever. You know the song, and if you were someplace and they played that shit, you danced to that shit. Nobody sat down to Michael Jackson's song.
Okay.
Unless it was a slow dance and you were trying to get away from that ugly guy who wanted to slow dance with you.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. That one ugly dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I know me and my partners, we would always, like, line up, because back in my DJ days, I wasn't a good DJ, but I was good enough for the neighborhood house party, because I had all the records. So, you know, of course. Oh, yeah. And I would always make sure that every slow song that I had was like 5, 6, 7 minute variety. You know, like Luther Vandross, that I Want to Tell You, Baby, the changes I've been going through, missing you. That was like a 6 minute grind song. You play that, you know, he start talking it up, he's singing, and you got the girl pinned up on the wall, it was on. It was on.
Everything got
No, that wasn't that. That was grinding on the wall. That was blue balls. That was teenage blue balls at his finest.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm talking sexual, I'm talking about this was the reality.
Okay.
Up reality.
My power cord keeps unplugging itself.
Okay, well, that sounds like a personal problem.
I have some issues over here, man.
Now, there was one more thing that I saw that kind of perplexed me. And
perplexed you?
Perplexed me, but we gonna do a quick station identification break. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about what was perplexing me that our president did. Hold on a second.
Together you got to smooth drama. Smooth drama.
I'm very curious about what Obama did.
Well, first, I want to welcome the people back to Smooth Drama.
Oh, yes. Welcome back.
Yes.
What did Obama do?
Right. Well, Obama, I don't even know how to say this. He signed a bill that would allow people, because the United States banned people with HIV and AIDS 22 years ago from entering into the United States.
Okay.
Obama signed a bill that would allow them to come into the United States, and he signed this back in October. He said he wants to break the stigma of the disease. Now, I'm like, there's no stigma. I don't see what stigma is. It's not like this is something where you stereotype. It's like that shit kills. Period.
So he's allowing people to enter into the United States?
Yeah. With HIV AIDS now.
Spread it more?
I guess if they have sexual contact with anyone, yeah.
Would you consider that a conspiracy?
A conspiracy to me, my kind of conspiracy is like when you want to kill people on the low, you do it a pleasurable way. Like in Mexico, remember we talked about Mexico.
You don't think this is another way to kill people or to spread something?
You know, but what I don't get what the
I think all these diseases we have, they're man-made diseases.
Well, I'm on that team. I'm on that train.
So what do you think his reasoning was for doing that?
Well, he said he wants to take away the stigma of HIV. So he said he went on to dismiss it as a so-called gay disease and said that if the U.S. is to be a global leader, it ought to behave as such. So to that end, the administration eliminated the travel ban scheduled to take effect just after the new year. So January 1st, anyone with HIV AIDS can enter into the United States.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, do they have, well, how are we going to know? How is that going to be regulated?
There's no on the regulation. There's nothing said about the regulations at all. Yeah. So, for me, I find it particularly odd that he would sign something like that. I don't see where the benefit of the nation is for the nation. There's nothing we get out of this. All the travels and travails, the town hall meetings, old folks diving on the floor, off the top rope on each other behind the healthcare. But he signed the HIV AIDS people bill can travel to the U.S. That's particularly galling. Now, I've tried to defend my man on a few things, but I don't see what the benefit to us is at all.
Hey, I have Eugene's number.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and add him to this conference call.
All right. Well, break us off some Eugene Wild, our special guest.
Okay. Hopefully I will be able to do this.
Okay.
Shoot. I can't. Gosh darn it. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, crud. Hold on.
We're trying to get our special guest.
Yeah. I don't like using Skype.
Okay.
It doesn't help that I'm actually laying down.
Okay, all this is stuff that most of the folks don't even need to know or hear.
Why not?
Because they don't probably give a damn whether or not you're laying down or not.
I'm laying down. I'm relaxing.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, I have to actually type his number in.
Yeah, all that. Come on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's really unbelievable.
What? Okay. Hold on. I'm going to add him to the conference here.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Get ready.
You're weird, man.
I know.
Hello, is it ringing? It's not ringing.
Okay.
That's weird.
Anyway, being that I'm weird.
You're weird.
Yeah. Getting back on the conspiracy theory. I don't know who pressured him to do that. That's one thing that I would actually be against. I don't see the benefits of letting people with infectious diseases into the United States.
I don't see the benefit either.
So with that in mind, I have to strongly disagree with our president and this policy. And like I said, as far as conspiracy theories go, as I was saying earlier, when I said a conspiracy theory would be something that you construct as something constructed for the people, that you would put out there as something that was good, a la the men at 60, they would be allowed to get the Viagra and the Cialis, knowing that, on the other hand, their hearts probably aren't strong enough to keep going, or keep up with what the drugs would make them do.
Yeah.
So, to me, that would be how you would construct a conspiracy theory, because I look at that as how you would do it. Just like I'll say something like, we got these policies now where kids can't compete here in the United States. Kids can't play tag. They can't play hide and go seek and stuff like that because, in the schools, that is, because there are kids who can't keep up. Now, some folks may not see the conspiracy theory in this, but when you have an overabundance of overweight children, whatnot, then you can create new syndrome. And as you create new syndrome, you create drugs for said syndrome. So, not only would the overweight kids be out of shape, and then you can say there's some syndrome for that, there's some weight loss drugs for this. Then you also can say the depression that they feel, you can diagnose them, and then you create a drug for that also. We have an over-drug society. Our society is way past over-drug. We've got drugs for everything. As a matter of fact, I saw a commercial the other day, and oh my God, I could not stop laughing. You want to know why I couldn't stop laughing, Butter?
Why?
Because there is a drug called Aspex.
Yeah, what does that do?
Aspect is supposed to stop heartburn. Like, you have the heartburn and you may burp a little bit.
Right.
Well, After Effects is, supposed to help that, but the side effects are ridiculous. Of course, there's the headache. Then there's the side effects that include the vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea, anemia, yellow skin, which probably wouldn't affect you because you have yellow skin anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
But, yeah, you're welcome. But pneumonia also.
Pneumonia.
Now, I'm saying this. Heartburn, you may burp a couple times. That's all you got on it. You warm chest a little bit. But the whole anemia, yellow skin, which would suck for me, meaning that I'm brown. You put a brown and yellow, that would turn me orange. I'd be like the great pumpkin that Charlie Brown been looking for all his life. And the whole vomiting and nausea and diarrhea. I'll take burping for 500, Alex. So, one is it's a drug called, starts off ass.
It's spelled ACI, though.
I know that, but still, it still is ass. I'm not putting ass in myself. Hey, hold the ass. You kiss, around the rough and the smooth edges of an ass. But to take the whole ass effect into my mouth, I don't know. Seems like a lot. All to relieve heartburn.
Well, what are the side effects?
Oh, side effects include vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea.
Oh, gosh. What? Mm-hmm. Only those?
Yeah, as well as the anemia.
Wow.
And the yellow skin.
And the yellow skin.
And the pneumonia.
So, let's weigh that with just having heartburn.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying if you got heartburn, and it's really bad, smoke some weed.
How do you know if that helps it or not?
Well, what I'm saying is this. Say heartburn makes you belch, whatnot. If you're smoking weed, you're just going to belch out some weed, and then you can just breathe it back in. And then you'll start laughing. Might get a little hungry, and you fall asleep. And by the time you wake up, your heartburn should be gone.
For those tuning in and thought that you were going to listen to Eugene Wilde being interviewed today, we have a number that doesn't seem to be working. So I'm waiting for another number to come in. So hopefully we'll get Eugene on the phone the last part of the show.
Yes, because as always, viewers, I'm trying to get you home with me tonight.
Right.
Just don't say.
That was a very sultry, seductive song.
I know that. And I planned on talking to him about it because I can personally say that I got some good grind with you off of that song.
Oh, no.
And I may have gotten some.
What?
I don't know for sure. But I know
for sure.
I don't know for sure. It's hard. Look, songs is playing, and sometimes you hear it in the stroke, and sometimes you don't. It all depends on your concentration.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, and
See, this phone number is bogus, man.
I gotta say this. First, I must apologize, Pop, if y'all listening, Mama, you listening, please don't hit me. I was just talking in general. No disrespect. So pop, if you heard that part, hurry up, turn it down so Mama don't hear it.
Oh, maybe too late.
I'm just saying, man. I wish I'd had a chance to talk to Luther Vandross and say thank you, Luther. If you're listening out there in the spirit world, whatnot, I will say, I'm sure I'm gonna say this for a lot of the fellas, along with Mr. Wild. Thank you, because your music allowed us to get next to the young lady. And we got to say that horrible line, don't say no tonight. And you can say it because the song is playing, you're like slow dancing, whatnot, and you're looking in her eyes and you can say, don't say no tonight. And it's like she's caught up in the music and it's like she can't say no. You see what I'm saying?
You're corny, man.
I know, but...
You are straight up corny.
All right, I'm corny, but think about it.
No.
About it.
Don't need to think about it.
I'm saying, think about it. Is
corny.
It really that bad?
Corny.
Is it really that corny?
You're corny.
Oh, man, come on.
Corny.
All right. I hear you. Now,
corny.
I'm being corny. I'm going to get off corny. And I got to go back to our President Obama.
Oh, yeah.
There's a group of people here in the United States, black coalitions, whatnot, who say that Obama is just white power in blackface. Now, for those who don't know the history of blackface was what white actors would do back in the days of Jim Crow. They would put black makeup on their faces, and then they would like dance and act like the so-called Negro would act.
When was this?
That was in the days of Jim Crow. They would do vaudeville shows and plays, and they would have the white actors in blackface, and they would dance the jig and act like so-called Negroes. And this was, pretty much the quote-unquote antebellum Jim Crow days, the good old days that some people say nowadays, whereas I believe today is a good old day, but that's just me. But that's neither here nor there, because there's been a phenomenon over in Europe especially, where there's a lot of models that are in blackface also. Now, there are some people who are up in arms behind it, just like there are some people who say that Barack Obama is white power and blackface. Saying that he's a tool of the imperialist enemies, and we demand our freedom.
Okay.
I find it incredible, maybe they have a point, maybe they don't. Supposedly it's freedom of speech here in America. But
supposed to be.
Yeah, but I find it odd that these people have a voice now, whereas the past 8 years, 12, 16 years, hell, 20, 24, 28. You haven't heard from any of these people. But now that Obama is the president, you know, the first black president, all these sides, whether it be the sides calling him a monkey on one side, you know, from the races on that side, and then you have the people like these people who say that he's a tool of the man, whatnot, and he's an enforcer of imperialistic power. And I think it, I find it interesting that people could say that. You know,
yeah.
I, you know, as somebody who actually lived, you know, I lived out some radical college days. I had my power to the people moment. And, you know, I think that it's funny how we can never try to build a coalition. We can build a coalition to tear down a coalition.
Well, of course.
To build a coalition. To build a coalition. To build another coalition. You know, it's almost like I look at the organized religion and whatnot, and I've actually been writing a paper / little mini book on this. You know, people would classify me as an atheist, and I say that I'm not an atheist. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. I just don't want to be around y'all. That's why I don't go to church. You know, I figure God is not in that building. God is with me and everybody else. And if I avoid that building, it's not because I'm avoiding God and I'm atheist. I'm just avoiding you. And, you know, if you're one of the people listening and you're offended by that, you're probably the reason why I don't go to church.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, but also in conjunction with this coalition of people that would call him, you know, white power and black faith, I think it's a little disingenuous because, you know, these are people who have probably never met him personally, just would know of him and would attack anything that he would say or do. And I mean, you know, we just talked earlier about what he did I don't agree with. But as it stands, you know, hell, America was kind of fucked up when he got into office. And, I mean, I heard some of these people. I didn't hear y'all to the extent that I'm hearing you now. It's sort of like our own personal situation here in California with our so-called Terminator governor who...
Governor, oh.
Our governor who sucks.
Arnold, you suck.
Yes, you suck as a fact. Anyway, now you look at it. You know, were we terrible with Gray Davis? I mean, we wasn't the best, but shit, we wasn't where we are now. So now when we go and, you know, we're going to be electing a new governor, are we going to judge that new governor for what he does going forward and trying to impact and make California a viable state again? Or do we blame the sins of the new governor from the old governor? Like, we're blaming Obama for some shit that George Bush has done.
Yeah, for all the shit that he inherited.
Right. You know, it took us a while to get fucked up, and it's going to take a while for us to get unfucked up. That's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
You know, people need to understand that. You know, so...
You know, Bush was a reptilian.
I don't know. That would mean that he was actually smart enough to pretend like he was stupid.
Right.
Right. But I'm thinking that his stupid wasn't an act. Unless he was a great actor.
Well.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, maybe he was.
No.
Maybe he was. You know.
I still think he's a reptilian.
Maybe he is. He could be.
Along with the Clinton?
Well, I mean, Clinton is a I believe he's a Bilderberg. You know, which is a...
A what?
A Bilderberg. It's a...
What the hell is that?
Well, it's an exclusive group that a lot of politicians belong to. You know, there are certain groups, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergs, they're exclusive Skull and Bones. They're exclusive groups that the elite establishment belong to, that people like myself and you could never even, we couldn't even shake people like this hand. Unless they was running and, you know, running for the office and we just happened to get there.
Hey, are you streaming on live stream?
Yes, I am streaming on live
stream. Can they hear you?
I think they do.
I just got a text that says they can't, they see your big old head, but they don't see you.
Well, I have my mic. I'm looking at the mic level here, and the mic level is showing that it's going off and that people can hear me. Or maybe I'm wrong, and maybe people can hear me.
See if people can hear you on live stream, because I don't think they can.
Can they hear me? Can y'all hear me? I'm talking.
But I don't know if they're listening, they can
well,
hear you on live stream.
It,
you know what?
Yeah.
Did you adjust your mic for live stream?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, well.
Well, I got Eugene's real number. Somebody gave it me the wrong.
Okay, so what? Maybe we'll get Mr. Wild Thursday.
Oh.
Being that you know we are almost out of time, and
when it's late, where he's at.
Yeah, it's like almost 1 o'clock, and I would hate. I mean, I would really, really hate. You know, because I had some good questions. You know, I wanted to ask him how I can get my swerve on. You know, I mean, he wrote songs that you get your swerve on to. Now, I'm trying to get some pertinent information here.
Right.
I mean, don't hate on me for that.
No, I guess I can't hate on you for that.
Okay, now. I know one of the bloggers says one word, WD-40. I don't know what that means. I mean,
WD-40.
Yeah, I have some WD-40, and it works on the sliding doors whenever I need it, or I put it on the chain on my bike that has like some dust on it from like 3 years ago. But
WD.
I know y'all not talking about
40.
WD-40 in my hand, because no, it's not going down like not WD-40. WD-40 stinks, man.
Right.
We
don't want to try and call him for the last 6 minutes.
You want to call him for 6 minutes?
Well, he's been waiting for our call.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to call him, we can talk to him for 5 minutes.
That's all right. Well,
you know, like I said, I'd hate to delay, you know, just have 2-3 minutes to talk to the man, you know, because man got a lot to say. I mean, not only.
I know, you want to talk to him about his song and let him know that they were.
And he got some new shit out, too. You know, so he's trying to make some babies in the 21st century also. So
he's trying to make some babies?
Yeah, he's trying to make some babies in the 21st century. So, you know, we don't want to marginalize a man getting 2-3 minutes. Hey, Eugene Wilde, you a bad motherfucker. And sorry. Come on.
Okay, well, we'll get him Thursday then.
Thursday. Eugene Wilde, we hitting you up first thing Thursday. It's going to be on and popping. Sorry, people, we didn't get him tonight, but Thursday night, it's going to be all about Mr. Wilde, and we're going to talk some smooth shit. I mean, it's going to be real, real smooth.
Well, this will give us enough time to really promote it.
Okay, well, I'm still talking. And speaking of promotion.
Yeah, you are still talking, I know, but you know how I like to interrupt.
Right, because that's just your nature and your way.
I know, rudeness.
Yeah, definitely.
Rudeness.
That's why you the drama.
I am the drama, and you are the dick.
You thought you...
Oh, yeah. I'm funny.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm the drama, and you're the dick, so... Oh, no, you're smooth. Excuse me.
Right. I'm a smooth dick.
You're...
Okay.
I am not even going to comment on that one. No comment.
Do not hate, baby. Do not hate.
That brings me back to the whole shaving thing.
Shaving?
I mean, you have shaved. Never mind.
Okay.
And the funk, the body funk.
What? I don't know any women that want to be with a funky ass man.
You said a couple shows ago that women like the funk.
Right, but I'm talking about
women don't like the funk.
Sweet funk.
No. You didn't say sweet funk. You said the funk because you were lifting up your underarms with the whole smelling.
Right.
Coming out.
Because what we talking about.
No. You did not say sweet.
Okay, but you, look.
No.
Baby, you don't know
what I'm talking about. Hairy ass underarms.
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about.
Hairy ass underarms.
There's a.
They were funky.
Pheromone.
Funk.
No.
Funk.
No funk. No, my shit is on point. My shit is on point.
I don't know what shit you're smelling.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta stop talking shit.
Yeah, you gotta stop talking shit.
Yeah, whatever.
And the funk is flavored. It's a sweet.
Flavored.
Sweet.
You taste it.
Sweet.
You taste your funk?
No. When
what
I say,
I've been telling you about taste funk.
My sweet.
Go around tasting your funk.
Like my sweet jumper.
And on that note, we have to say goodbye to everybody. And thank you for tuning in. On Thursday, we'll have Eugene Wilde.
Yes, and it's going to be big and banging.
Yeah.
Fun. Baby making music. Coming to your area.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's your boy, Dick Hugger.
And Butter Pecan.
And guess what?
Yeah.
We out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.